Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization that's been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
The cattle futures market today finished higher across the board as May feeder cattle expired here at midday today. The May feeder cattle were the only month that were down. They were down 47 at 143.52. Tomorrow afternoon's feeder cattle index is where they will officially settle. But now August feeders are the front month, and they were up strong, up $2.45 at 151.12. So a pretty good premium to where the cash went off today. Of course, August is still, 3 months away till they expire, so a lot of time there for that market to adjust. Now, live cattle higher as well. June's up $1.80 at 123.92. The cash trade looks like somewhere around 132.5 this week is where it's going to round out, and that's also a premium to where the June live cattle are. At midday, box beef prices were pretty uneventful, up 7 on choice, down 43 on select. The cattle on feed report, which will be released tomorrow during market hours, that's a little bit of a change of pace to what normally happens. Normally it's after the market closes, but due to the holiday, it's going to be tomorrow after the close. The early estimates on feed are 100.8% of last year. Placed in the month of April, 106.8%, and then marketed in April, 101.8%. So 101 on feed, 107 placed, and 102 marketed.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain trade was lower across the board, corn down 2 and wheat down 2. Beans were the leader to the downside, down 9.5 to 10 cents. Still a lot of talk of the possibility of even more bean acres than earlier thought. Now, they thought a lot, but they thought 89.5 on the last USDA report, 89.5 million acres, and now the talk is maybe over 90 million. So time will tell. This morning we had an export report, which was negative for corn at 457,000 metric tons, looking for 600 to 900, so about 150 less than expected. Beans were positive despite the sell-off at 472,000, only looking for 200 to 400, and wheat was right in the middle of the range. There was a corn sale this morning announced. 115,000 metric tons of corn were sold to an unknown destination. And then outside talk, of course, all the geopolitical stuff, but also OPEC has agreed to extend its oil production cuts out another 9 months, out to March of 2018. Talk that they're really trying to struggle with the strategic problems they're having with fracking here in the United States and what it means to their overall super long-term projections. But they're going to kick the can or extend it on out to keep their production cuts down. So that could be good for the price of oil. Of course, today crude oil was down $2.50. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.